Good afternoon, listeners. BBS Radio, Mareeva's Journeying today, welcoming you to the show. And today's show is going to be a bit different. We're going to actually talk about the thing that we all seem to get tangled up in our life, and that's attachments. But to start the show today, we're going to start with Stuart Wilde's prayer, the Warrior Prayer. Many of you may have heard of this, and I'm sure that you understand the Warrior Prayer is for each one of us in our heart. And it's been written, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago that Stuart Wilde wrote the prayer. I am what I am. In having faith in the beauty within me, I develop trust. In softness, I have strength. In silence, I walk with the gods. In peace, I understand myself and the world. In conflict, I walk away. In detachment, I am free. In respecting all living things, I respect myself. In dedication, I honor the courage within me. In eternity, I have compassion. For the nature of all things, in love, I unconditionally accept the evolution of others. In freedom, I have prayer. In my individuality, I express the God force within me. In service, I give of what I have become. I am what I am, eternal, immortal, universal, infinite, and so be it. With many things today in our lives and ecologically, Mother Earth, and what is going on socially with many crises and war, famine, and genocides that humanity is going through, we need to look at new ways to move forward in our lives, ways to solve our current problems without creating new ones. Harmony, this is the basis that we should be looking at many races and peoples, no matter from where their beliefs or their solid economic backgrounds come from. But we need to go into love for one another and acceptance of one another, no matter where we come from, race, person, or belief. And today I wanted to accentuate on that, each one of you out there, because you all come from different backgrounds. You all have different blood groups that you were given by the God force. Some are O, some are B, some are B positive, some are Rhesus positive. And demographics has that our races were planned and came and have settled in different parts of the world. So this is important for each one to understand that. And I would like to recite Sir Francis of Assisi's prayer, where he says to us, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me now sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. These are things that each one of us should look today in our lives and in our offices or in our homes or wherever we are, in schools, in preschools. Every one of us should look to what Sir Francis has given us. So today we're going to talk about something that a lot of us go into, and that's clinging to past wrongs. Attachments that we carry. One of the greatest obstacles in our lives is an attachment. These attachments we have not only to our possessions, which a lot of us like to have, big houses, big cars that are very hefty on the gas, and at the moment with prices and oil prices, these also could probably be modified, and we should look at alternatives in solar cars or hydrogen cars or other ways of having this energy brought to us. Our belief systems and our values that we all cherish, and we've all been brought up with them. All of these things are natural part of life, but unless they are kept in balance, they will impede our progress in life. And this is where we have to look at a balance in our lives and having our sacred space where we can in any way go and pray, if it's in a church or if it's to sit down and meditate, to have a sacred space for ourselves. Most of our attachments stem from what the Buddhists form the clinging mind. This aspect of ourselves that is full of desire and that seizes on everything, it seizes without discernment. When our clinging mind is allowed to do what it wants, our many desires become these things we have had and believed in. Then, before we realize it, they inform who we are and how we conduct ourselves. It is not until we begin to look at our notions that we see how easy it is to go along with attitudes and opinions that are not our own. And that doesn't really serve us as well as it should. Invariably, those things we cling to narrow the view we hold of ourselves and others. They encourage us to be self-seeking and to say and do things that are ungenerous. Often attachment creeps up on us unawares. When life has dealt us a hard blow, it is tempting to revisit everything that has hurt us in our lives. The more we focus in on these things, the more our clinging mind will help to catalogue these woes in our mind, until we end up believing like, this isn't fair. And when we believe this, this is the energy we attach to us. The great spiritual tradition encourages us to acknowledge everything that has been in our lives, then to empty ourselves daily of these things, so that we no longer have them. It is helpful so we can move on in our lives daily. When we can let go of all that is limiting us, our views, our recollections, we are generally moving into a new and better space. We are not hitting our heads against the brick wall. A lot of us are now changing this and looking at changing the way we see things. We're going out of the square. Then every time something hurtful attacks us, out we come, this part of us. We need to ask ourselves whether or not we wish to allow it to go. Let it go. This is about learning to put things that disappoint us to rest, so we can fully embrace all that is, all that Spirit gives us every day in a new day in this moment. Because that's what we're living in, folks. We're living in the moment. The past and the future have nothing to do. It's the moment that we're here to fulfill. So we need to let go of these notions. And by doing this, we change this energy that we're made of. And things change because we are evolving. Our belief system is evolving. We try to shape our notions and happiness. It might well convince us that we must have significant choices in life, and these choices we would like to have them fulfilled. And unless we are aware of what is going on, we'll run with any idea. All our precious lives, energy, and resources will be diverted into finding a new partner, a new house, a new toy, something that we will try and have in our lives to bring us happiness. Then we achieve this. We cling to it, believing that our life's problems are solved. The same thing happens when parents are so attached to their children. They fail to give them freedom. They need to find their own way in life. Their love becomes suffocating, and they will often end up driving their loved ones away. Similarly, we can assure we are so indispensable at work that we make work our lives. Then we become dependent on this. But that's not what we need to be dependent on, work. It gives us something in our lives, but we need to have other objectives. All our lives and all the depth of meaning we crave is when we are able to grip this attachment and feel and recognize where the source of our true nature lies. And so we then desperately, and whatever we can do, love everything we have. We love ourselves. And we can then move on in our lives. When we walk the path of sound harmony, we learn that Great Spirit is our beloved. And when we open ourselves up to this profound love, all other forms of love are merely reflections of this greater love. Then no longer do we need to meet anything else but love in our lives that will give us and be there for us inside of us, loving ourselves. Still, we cherish the love we have for others, but we have this love freely. When we look at something else that comes into our lives, a lot of us bring in fear. And we need to know that today we have to rid ourselves of this fear that holds and clings to us. The clinging mind will do it and can prevent us from embracing our true selves. And fear is one of the most effective tools that helps this. And our fear makes us cling to what we know and understand. And if we do not take heart, our fearful notions will end up ruling our lives. And that's not what we want. We are feeling fearful. And it helps to ask ourselves, what would be the worst thing that can happen to us? The more that we focus on fear. And then we need to meditate on this question. What is causing us to focus on this fear? If we make the time and the space to do this, the fearful notion that has clouded our judgment will pass. We will then be able to see the situation and with clarity and thus arrive at an appropriate answer. And let go of that fear that was holding us back. While many of our fears are driven often mostly by seated fears that we've had notions from our past, or however we take the time to isolate what we fear, we come to see what drives us. These are the fearful notions that rule our lives in unexpected ways. We then discover that because we are afraid, we can never have a fulfilling relationship. We sabotage the good relationships that we have had. Because we fear for our children, we hold them so close, they have little or no confidence in the world. Once we know that we are up, once we know what we're up against, we can do something about it. We might well need professional help, or we might feel able to move through these fears with the assistance of many sacred practices. Again, our inner voice will serve us well in this regard. Then as we move beyond the fears that bind us, we'll be amazed how much more joyous and how much more we feel. So now we're going to do something that's moving beyond the familiar, getting out of the square. How many of you have gone into the office with a smile on your face to see how many smiles that you would create on the way to work? It doesn't matter who you're smiling at, but it's the point of smiling to lift that person's whole persona. And doing this is quite incredible. Our challenge is also to let go with the familiar. How many of you decided to take a different route to go to work instead of going on the same route and seeing something different or different billboards or coming home a different way when you go to the gym or going to a different place to eat instead of eating the same food? Taking a routine out of your life can open many possibilities to meet new people, to have new groups, to awaken yourself to something different. A lot of us keep to the same mundane and find afterwards that life is mundane, but it isn't meant to be. Life is not mundane. It's stepping out of that square and doing something totally different. You know, I don't know if any of you have been out and skydived. This is something totally different, to go and let yourself go in a plane, and on the first dive you go with a buddy, and the buddy and you dive together out of the plane. And you and the buddy are linked. So his parachute goes up, and then your parachute goes up. And you're out there free flying out of this plane, and there's nothing else attached to you. It is the most exhilarating thing that anyone, I believe, can have and feel, to be flying. This is the same thing that we can do in our lives when we decide to step outside the square and do something completely different. Doing something completely different changes our aspect of our daily lives and our routine. This isn't about turning our lives inside out, but about being a bit more adventurous, trying something new. Whether it's a new restaurant that you're going to go to with a loved one, or taking your family out, or whether it's going to a different movie theater, not the same old movie theater that you go to every week to see a movie. It's easy for us to slip into the same old routine, the same old ways, the same old drudgery of work and everything else that we do. And it's time for us to change our lives and change this commitment so that we can look at life in a different way. And looking at our neighbors, a lot of us maybe don't even know our neighbor, or we do know our neighbor, or we've had problems with our neighbor. Maybe we need to structure this so that we can have neighbors that we can accept and love and talk to. And, you know, they may have a cat, you may have a cat. So there's something in common here that you can get on together with, and maybe talk about the cats and what the cats have been up to, or if the cat's been sick. But it changes your horizon with your neighbor. And your neighbor may be there one day for you. If your cat's sick and you need someone to be able to look after the cat and go and get something for the cat, he'll be there for you. So we need to have a look at structure. We are so structured in our lives, and it takes a format that we don't want to change. And this is what the barriers are that we need to lead down and let down so that our structured lives do change. Some of us have had structured lives so much that we just couldn't take another bus and do a route that may be a bit different, a bit longer to come home, because we wouldn't want to get out of our structure. But that is important that we do. We might be inspired to discover a different way that we could learn a new language, take a new course. Understand someone else's view in a different language is really important. And to take this time to do something like this, I took the time to go to Tuscany. Most of you have heard of Tuscany in Francis Meyer's book, Under the Southern Sun, and that was around the city of Cortona in Tuscany. And so I took this joyous ride to go and learn Italian. And I had to get out of my boundaries, having not learned Italian before, having not known anything about the Italian language. I went and did a course at this school in a place called Arezzo, which is 2.5 hours out of Rome, to learn Italian with a lot of other people from all over the world and sit down and discover a new language. This is something that maybe, you know, in America, we have so many Italians, maybe we just take it for granted. So we don't worry about thinking, well, it would be nice to learn Italian. But you can each do this by going into a bookstore, getting a dictionary, an Italian dictionary, and taking this with you, and sitting down and putting on the headphones and learning Italian. My trip to Italy was a whole discovery of a language, of a people, of a love of life, of a food that was totally different, that I enjoyed learning how to cook Italian, how to cook Tuscan food, How to enjoy the hospitality of another people. So that was getting out of my square and doing something different. Now, there are also artists and sculptors that were there that we were able to go and visit. An Italian sculptor was building this incredible work piece out of marble. And up at Carrara Mines is where the marble is in Italy. And we, as the students of the school, went and visited and learnt how he creatively carved out of this marble this beautiful object. It was his creativity. We saw this piece of marble that he'd got that was just a huge blob. And as he worked at this piece of marble, out came this beautiful goddess that he had been able to create. So, the second thing, creativity, which is very important when we can step out of the square and the structure of our lives. How many of you create something new every day in your lives, or create something in your house with the family every day, taking that time to be together when you come home from work, come home from school, to have a talk together? How's your day been, dear? How's the children's day been? This is important because we forget that language, and the language that we are learning today is the language of love, of recognition of each one in that household who might have chores to do, who might have homework to do, who might have work on the computer after work from the office to finish, but we still need time to have communication together. No matter how insignificant the changes are, they are all worthwhile. Each one of us has a part to partake in this, encouraging us to live life more creatively. And that also is important for the housewife, because the housewife also has to have an outing and not have just housework and cooking and everything else in her life and children. So, watching out for our frustrations. We get frustrated because why? Because of routine and not having something different in our lives? Or we freeze ourselves from these attachments that include learning to let go of all those little frustrations that we have every day. Sometimes we understand that these erode us. They erode the joy there is in life. They are eroding things that we can do differently in life. Often when we awaken in the morning, we are filled like, what's going to be today? You know, we're looking for this day and we don't want to shadow the day's dreams. We want to be calm and enjoy everything that we know and have everything going our way. But usually it doesn't happen like that, does it? Every day is different, and we have to be able to sometimes take these different roads that happen, but not to let them drag us down and make us feel depressed, but to lift ourselves up and look at life differently. Sometimes the boss may be pushing your buttons and you think, well, I don't know what happened to the boss today, because her opinions and their opinions seem to be going everywhere in the office. But we hear something about someone else we dislike, and we immediately assume that this fact could be something to do with others. But what we need to know is that we can have our space in the workplace too and set up our little areas and backgrounds. So I used to go into some workplaces and tell people, take a piece of rose quartz, because rose quartz emanates love. And put a bit of amethyst and rose quartz on your workplace desk and assign these beautiful crystals to spend out love and light from your workplace. And have a boundary around this so that you have something in your workplace that you like to tap into every day. And this is something that we can all do. We can all have our space and enjoy it by doing something to it. In other words, in other places, they call it feng shui. They feng shui the office with colors, and you can do that too. You can put something that's on your desk that would give you a different color with your computer on, that's different to others, to give you harmony in your workplace. These are just so many things and notions that we encounter every day in our lives, in offices, where we go by. And we need to really all look at this and think that we're here to get on with each other, but we're also here to have our space. And we can all do this. So we need to go beyond. When we're trying to disengage from these attachments, what best can we do so that we can practice in our lives having peace of mind? As we become still, we stand to become more conscious of all our thoughts and situations that seem to sometimes ambush us and hold us up. A lot of people like to go and do yoga. A lot of men and women do yoga, and this is a way of using our body, spiritually and mind, to come together and help open the chakras and the centers that we have. And it does work. Yoga is another form of helping us to release. And we can do this every day. We begin to see that even the plausible arguments aren't recognizable for the benefit of everyone concerned. Or we recognize that malicious comments carefully placed in the most amusing conversation are not going to hurt us anymore. We are operating from a place of calm within, of peace within. We start to become aware of these rigid notions that can erupt into frustrations before they get out of hand. And that's what we're looking at. The more we do this, the easier life can become. A lot of us also would like to be able to travel, and we all have holidays. So this is something that we can look for. We can have a goal. The goal of the year is the holiday we're going to take with the family, with our loved one, or maybe with a group-minded people who like to go hiking, who like to go sailing. Somewhere there is a goal, and that goal can be put on the top of our laptop. And putting on the laptop, we've got 75 days, 95 days, and we're going to reach that goal of our holiday that we've planned to go hiking in the Colorado Rocky Mountains or skiing over there. Anywhere, any place that you wish to go, you can do it. But the goal has to be put up, because that goal needs to be there in front of us. Those goalposts help us every day to have an advancement in our lives. There are highly advanced souls that have been in the world with greatness because they have mastered their needs to be attached to people, to notions, or to possessions. They don't have any attachment. Their greatness lies in being able to hold a place of peace in their world lightly. They live with a greater freedom than most. Yet in spite of this, there is nothing in the ability to go within that lies with the flow of all of what we have. And that is what we are, is going within and understanding that that place of peace within is what we can operate from in our lives. I would like to talk about a little place that I happened to go to 2 years ago, and it was in a little place in the South Pacific. And I'd never been to this little atoll, and it was in a place called the Cook Islands. And I was interested in going to this place because the whales swim there every year. They come through, the mother humpback whale with her babies. And this lady had done a recording, and she knew the whales because she'd marked them and had names and given names to them. So I was very, very privileged to go and see where this film had been filmed underwater in a little atoll called Atu in the Cook Islands. So this lady had, over many years, recorded the sightings and kept a graph and photos and sightings of the whales, and then recorded their sounds of the mother and the baby. And as we understand these incredible creatures that are so huge, that eat krill and dive to depths and come up, many of us now go whale watching. This is the other side of what whaling has done. and understand that these creatures travel all around the world. I was privileged to be able to see that film, and it was presented in Holland. She presented this film in Holland, which was just beautiful. The mother and this baby would sing, and the mother sang, and the baby whale answered. So we have some incredible creatures out there, folks, that we also need to take care of and say that our children can actually see these films and know a bit about whales that have been here from the beginning of time. We also have to understand that we all have a quest in life and to advance in life's quests. So each time we advance a bit more, we look at these things and we understand that attachments don't need to be there anymore. We are moving beyond the attachment. We're moving up a category. The energies that we have in this world, Mother Gaia has, are changing. And they are encouraging us to move out of the square, to move to an extraordinary place where we are. As this planet's ascending, we are ascending. Every day as we continue to seek a more complete life, a more complete answer, the great question of life is, who am I? It becomes easier to catch the clinging mind at work when we are able to ask ourselves, who is the I that seeks to hold this opinion, to buy into this issue? And as we listen to our inner voice, we quickly discover that yet again, our ego is attempting to live our lives for us. As we develop our awareness, instead of serving on whatever we've presented to us, we can choose carefully what we seek to carry with us. When we choose wisely, lightness of being will follow, allowing us to be true to ourselves without fear or any sense of obligation. Great Spirit, I'm going to pray today now about what we've talked about, because it's a big issue for many people in many parts of their lives, their work, and their daily families. Oh, Great Spirit, we ask that we may be blessed today, that we may travel lighter in this world, letting go of all these attachments and being in the moment and being with the purpose of each soul's journey to its higher place, to have peace within and to be blessed with bliss, to be free to fly for our own quest in life, our own goals in life, and to make this a better place with family, with friends, with humanity, with Mother Gaia. So be it. All of us in our lives may have been to a special place. There are many special places in this world where we can go and visit dolphins. These are one of my pet, I would say, mammals. Dolphins are highly evolved beings, and the dolphins give us a message of joy, of happiness, and of love. I was privileged in 2004 to be able to swim with a pack of 360 dolphins off Kona Beach on the Big Island of Hawaii. There are many people that have little boats that go out, and I was privileged to be able to this day be with a special person called Joan Ocean. Some of you listeners out here may have heard of her. And Joan is and has been studying dolphins for many, many years and studying pods of dolphins. And this is what they swim in, pods. And what we would probably translate this to is a family where we have mothers, we have fathers, we have babies and siblings. And it's quite interesting when we go out to swim with these creatures how the pod will pick the person that they are going to swim with and heal. And I wanted to share you a dolphin message that I have, that I was taken from 2-4, the dolphin message for the new millennium. But if you have it, there are places in the Bahamas, I believe, and I'm not sure if it's in Florida, but I know the Bahamas have the spotted dolphin, which is a bit different than the one that's in Hawaii, where you can go and swim with the dolphin and have this incredible adventure. And I can tell you, folks, it is an adventure. We need to think of this as of being with a creature that is very highly evolved. It has an incredible sonar system that it uses, and this bounces off the seabed where it can find fish, where it can find things in the seabed, where it actually bounces off the walls of different areas and levels of the sea, and it communicates. And of course, a lot of the young people will always think of dolphins as Flipper. Flipper, in the series that we had with Flipper on television, gave us an idea of how these beings are so very intelligent. Their brain is far more than, I think, the human brain. The human brain comes third on the list, and the dolphin comes before the human brain. We don't use all of our brain, but the dolphin does. So I was going to bring you a little bit about the message that the dolphins were spreading and what they are saying to humanity today, and about maybe something different that some of you would like to do, and that's make this goal of having a visit, to have a swim with this beautiful mammal and enjoy frolicking with dolphins and taking something else out of your life and flying over to this beautiful place in Hawaii where you can do this, or going to the Bahamas. And there are also other places in the world. I was with some people the other night and found that there are two dolphins now in Ireland. I know of Dinghy, but now there is apparently a female dolphin in another area of Ireland also that you can go and swim with. So the dolphin message for the new millennium is quite incredible. It says, "We speak to you now and for this millennium. Our song lives in your heart. Our planet is ascending. The light shines all around. We thank you for love you've shared, blessing her sacred ground. As star beings, we were created, the light of precious earth. And now in physical form we join to enjoy her perfect birth. Our field of energy has merged. All ancient birthing pains are purged. The power of love is all you need to awaken your memories, to be free. You are not social. You are not civilized. You are spirit beings like we. Remember why you came to Earth, to help her become a star, and not to deal with other karmas, but to be about accepting who you are. Your role is not to mother and to fit in. You've come here for more than that. Your role is to remember your home in the stars. And by that, your star will vibrate back to you. Use your power to create a vision. Our love will give you many insights. Your memories of love will help you create and know that it evolves into light. Don't love if someone else kids you. Join together and radiate. This axe you will take in the name of love. will create and create and create. Our message to you is single, to impart things to all. One, you are all unlimited. Two, you can create it all. We thank you for love that you've given. I know that you're not alone. The dolphin and the whales are your kindred souls and swing with you back home. So, this was given to me by Joan Ocean, and I thank her for her work that she has done. And maybe on one of my upcoming shows, we're going to be able to interview Joan Ocean in Hawaii and have her on air so that she will be able to fill you in a bit about the work that she has been doing with these incredible creatures of healing, these incredible creatures of knowledge. A lot of people may not understand, but I'm sure a lot have seen many programs about dolphins, and a lot will be able to see the difference. A place in Australia called the Gold Coast, which is around about 12 hours out of Sydney, if you want to picture a map on the coast, we have the Australian Sea World also, where you can go and swim with dolphins and interact with these beings, which is very incredible there. And many people do this and have experiences that they have filmed, and they take these DVDs home to show their family. And as they take them and re-film this in the house on the DVD with the children and the family, they have the sensation of having some part of them being healed. And this is important to understand, that we all need healing in our daily lives in some way, to understand that we are accepted as human beings, no matter what color, creed, race. I would like to say that most of us have always had maybe some bias towards someone. Maybe today you can take that stance and make up this bias with this person and forgive this person and go out and do this today, so that we can have this clean slate of attachments and forgiveness and letting go of the past. I know it's sometimes very hard to be able to forgive and let go and move on, but this is what's necessary as we progress down life's highway and move on to a different place.